welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I would like to begin the broadcast by reading some of the words of Jesus found in the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, Jesus said, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, or prunes it, if you will, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's what a good expert gardener does, so that, you know, shrubs and flowers and things would be even more beautiful. In verse 4, Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you would bear much fruit. Now, going to 1 John, I'd like to read a passage in the 4th chapter, verse 16. This is the King James Version. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. I'd like to share with you the Phillips translation of that very same verse, 1 John 4:16. Rather interesting translation. It says, for we realize that our life in this world is actually his life in us. And this certainly corresponds with what Jesus said in John the 15th chapter when he said, I'm the vine and ye or you are the branches. Jesus was about to depart from the world scene in that portion of John's gospel, and his disciples loved him, and of course he was spending very precious time with them, telling the things to them that were most important on his heart. He told them he was going to leave, yet he was telling them that his life would continue. How is it going to continue in this earth? He said, through them. And he gave that illustration of the vine and the branches. He was about to leave this earth to ascend into the heavens, yet he said he would never leave them. How could that be? If you leave, then you're certainly not there, right? But listen, he was giving them one of the greatest truths ever known. He was the vine. They were the branches. And of course, he didn't leave them as orphans. He sent the Holy Spirit to continue that flowing of life, if you will, into their mortal bodies, into their spirits and souls. Jesus was stating that his life would continue on in this earth through them. And when people would receive the Lord's disciples, it says, you know, they would actually receive the Lord. Beloved, the Lord wants us to trust in him. He wants us to believe, to rest, and to abide in him. Before our eyes, we can see the most glorious union ever made. It's Christ and the believer. That's his church. That's, you know, it talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are really going to be one in him. There will be a time that will be fully complete, but that's the illustration he's given us for now. And obviously, if you've done any gardening or work in a vineyard, for example, or understand the principles of agriculture, the vine is the principal life giver, isn't that right? You can lose a branch or several branches, and life will go on. But if you dig up the vine, the essence, the main stem, the root, what happens? That life is gone. And we see Jesus, who is certainly distinct and apart from us, yet he's ever with us. We can't survive without him. Obviously, he can't survive without us. The branches, beloved, depend on the vine. The vine doesn't depend on the branches. If the vine is separate from the branches, if the branches should all be cut off, the vine will simply grow back new ones. But if the vine is destroyed, there can be no life. And anyone who tries to exist without Jesus are in essence saying that the branches can live without the vine, and that is not only a botanical impossibility, that is a spiritual impossibility. Beloved, the Lord Jesus, he's the eternal Son of God, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and his reign shall never end. And he's coming back. His return is soon. Jesus is, in every respect, he's unique, and nothing or no one can be compared to him. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the fountain of living waters. He's the light of God to all men. He's the light that shines in darkness. And beloved, if we receive Jesus, the life we possess, not just our physical life, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't even draw our next breath, but our spiritual life comes from him. He is the vine and we are the branches. This is a very simple illustration Jesus gave, but it is pregnant, it is powerful with significance and meaning if we really understand it, because the vine contains the root, the main stem, the branches, the leaves, the fruit are all part of the vine. The vine is the vine, the whole of it. The vine is not complete in its branches in any way. The vine is not merely the root out of sight, and the vine is not merely the main stem upon which the nourishment, the life forces pass to the furthest and last and most delicate leaf and bud. The vine is everything, beloved. And that's what Jesus compared himself to, that he is the eternal vine. And we've been, as the Gentiles, if you will, we've been grafted in, and now there's Jew and Gentile. There's no distinction. We have all been made one in Jesus. So the vine bears the responsibility for carrying all the branches, right? It's his responsibility. Again, I'm going back to that scripture, which I think is very pertinent in relation to this in 1 John 4:16, the Phillips translation, for we realize that our life in this world is actually his life in us. Do you see the significance that takes? Because the life in the vine, it's the source of everything. The branches are nothing. If they're trimmed, if they break off, if someone cuts them off, they will have no life, no ability to grow, no ability to live or endure. And so the vine is everything. It's the source of life. It's the source of the nutrients and nourishment. It's the source of water. It's the source that everything that the branches need, they're available through the vine. And all the branches have to do is stay connected. Okay, then that's what we have to do, right? The branches need to stay connected. And we won't be cut off. Jesus, that's the encouraging thing. The devil, no matter how he tries to attack us, subvert us, Jesus said that he has not lost one that the Father has given him. Doesn't that bring great consolation? If you belong to Jesus, he's not about to lose you. If you wander off in your own thing for a while, well, he's going to leave the 99 and come after you, beloved. And so what are we to do? We are the branches. Well, we have a task. We are to bear fruit. Now, listen to this. The vine does not bear fruit. It does not bring forth a cluster of grapes for someone to eat. It certainly doesn't do it for itself. The fruit is for the benefit of someone else. And if you go and pick a cluster of grapes or an apple or an apricot after a fruit tree, you know, that cluster is for you or for anyone who will, you know, take the fruit or take the grapes and eat them. And so, beloved, that fruit that comes naturally from the branch which draws its substance and its sustenance from the vine, it becomes an effortless thing. A vine does not have to work really hard. Oh, I've got to stay hooked up to the vine. The branch doesn't continually have to remind itself. It's a natural phenomenon, or speaking botanically, but that's true spiritually. Your strength is not your strength when it comes to spiritual things. It flows from the Lord. And so, beloved, abiding in Jesus, abiding in Him, it means resting, it means trusting, it means simply depending on Him for not only your own needs, but for you to be able to bear fruit to give to others. Abiding is believing that the Word of God is true and that the work has already been done. It's finished. Those were the last words that Jesus spoke in His earthly life before He breathed His last breath and committed His spirit to the Father. Abiding is simply stepping out and literally putting your whole weight on the promises of God, and know that the God who can, well, He will. It doesn't call for self-works. It calls for resting, and it calls for trusting. So let's bear great fruit for the Lord, not just the actual works of service, but the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, the kindness, the goodness, the long-suffering, the patience, all those wonderful things that are attributes of Jesus. Father, we pray now that You will have an abundance of fruit, that we, Your branches, will bring forth much fruit. That's Your desire, Lord, that we would bring forth much fruit, that You would be glorified, and in the name of Jesus would be lifted up above the nations of the world, for He alone is King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, we bless You and we thank You that we pray this according to Your heart and will. We ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, that was a simple message and a simple prayer, but it will be an incredibly powerful demonstration of the reality of God as we allow God to bring that forth in our lives. Amen. And this is Sister Judah signing off. Until next time, I love you. Thank God for you. May God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.